This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. Talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Today is Wednesday, and I hope you guys are having a great week. And I really want to talk about the power of manifestation, fam, because it's just so, so important. And I was on a live, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I was on a live on TikTok. There's a lot of people saying, I'm having trouble manifesting. By saying the words, I'm having trouble manifesting, you're telling your body that you are having trouble, man. Does this make sense? So when you tell your mind you're having trouble doing something, it is going to give you more of that, right? You could say, I'm looking for the answer on how to manifest properly. Our words are so powerful. So I'm going to give you some techniques that I've been doing for a while now, but it's really, I'm mastering the imagination. Now remember, Jesus said, in order to get in the kingdom of heaven, you need to be like this lowly child. What he meant by that, remember, I don't know if you guys know that Jesus taught children first because children are more open and receptive, because from 0 to 8, womb to 8, you are pure subconscious mind. You're being programmed, okay? Your imagination, your pure creation, you're in the lowest frequency, which is crazy, right? Then you get this conscious mind and you stop believing in yourself. You start to question everything. And based on your deep-rooted subconscious mind programming, you start to have anxiety, emotions. Now remember, your subconscious mind is your deep-rooted memories. It's your self-confidence. It's your self-worth. So if you had somebody who was constantly telling you you're not worth it, you're not this, it's like, oh shit. When you get older, that is your subconscious mind programming. So we have to start to practice use our imagination. Now, what I understand is with TikTok and Instagram, and it might have been easier back in the days, but this was so esoteric that nobody would talk about this. But now with TikTok and Instagram and the attention span of 5 seconds that we have, let's say from 7 a.m. to bedtime, it's going to be really difficult. I hate to say that. It's not difficult. It's going to be more challenging because of all the dopamine responses we're having and the judgment and the comparison and all this stuff, okay? So I'm going to give you two techniques that'll help you to start out. Okay. So I can't remember if you're going to, I think it's theta, but anyways, it doesn't matter. You're switching brainwaves right when you wake up, that groggy feeling right when you wake up. So if you wake up to an alarm, I wish we didn't have to wake up to an alarm, but I wake up to an alarm. So at 2:50, when I wake up, I go right into Christ consciousness for about 5 minutes. So I'm like, I feel the Christ awakening in my body. I put it into my heart and I put the love frequency out. And then I start my imagination process. One of the biggest things that I'm working to imagine right now is a home for my children, a really nice, beautiful, and I'll walk you through the process of how detailed I get with this, okay? Now, the reason why we're going to do this right when we wake up, you need to give yourself this time, is because you're in that groggy state, and that groggy state is pure subconscious. It's such a powerful state. It's pure subconscious. Your brain is able to program. So even if you have, maybe you got up late and you're going to the restroom, that grogginess where you're sitting on the toilet and you're like, right then, start using your imagination, because your brain is ready to be programmed. It hasn't got the conscious awareness yet. So you're kind of in the childlike state of mind, if that makes sense, okay? So here's how detailed I get with my imagination, and I'll explain the house, and we'll see how close I get to it, right? It's either in a gated community or there's a gate around it. It's like it's protected. Gated community or a gate around it, right? And there's a curved driveway. The curved driveway. So I have a Tahoe, so I can picture myself driving on the curved driveway. I just love that look. I think it's so cool. And so there's a curved driveway. There's a kind of a big open doorway in the front. It's a brown, like kind of mahogany door. And as I open the door, it's really open, lots of space. As I look over to the right, there's a kitchen. It has that hood that's over the island part, not over the stove, but there's a stove in the island, and it's really big and it's really open for my family to hang out and break bread together and cook great meals together. And the kids can sit on a stool, and there's that island type piece to it. And as I look back, I can see the pool, and there's a sound at the pool. The frequency is like there's the waterfall that has that sound. So sometimes we open the door and you can hear the sound of the water. And at night it has the really cool lights that make it light up and really neat. And there's some space back there. We can roam, we can run, we can have fun. And there's a barbecue back there. I got my infrared sauna and I got my ice bath back there. And the master bedroom is really wide open and big, and the bed is so soft and so comfortable. And the shower, it has the top part where it falls down on you like rain, and then it comes at you from the front. It's like a massaging shower. It's really big and open, walk-in closet. And I just need you to understand how detailed that I get with this. I imagine it, and I drive up, and I get out, and I walk in, and I'm doing that as I'm waking up, okay? And then once that starts to kind of become where I'm coming conscious, and I start to kind of like think about other things, okay, boom, I let it go. And then when I'm falling asleep, again, you're moving from one brainwave to another, and you're pure subconscious again. And your brain is looking the program. So what you're removing yourself from that conscious awareness where there's a lot of resistance, because when you're dreaming, it's pure subconscious, right? So I listen to subconscious mind programming. So then I start to imagine it again, and I'll continue to imagine this. And while I'm sleeping, there's wealth programming going on, and the wealth programming is working. We're financially free now, and you know, things are going very, very well with that piece. And I know that God will always take care of me. I'm not even worried about money anymore. It's a frequency. But the house is where I'm at, the physical, the tangible, right? And so then right before you're going to bed, you're going to do that again, okay? I want you to practice this, because, and I'm sharing this with you because I've noticed people really struggle throughout the day to manifest because there's so many different factors happening. So can we do this? Can we practice together? Can you do that? Let's do that for the next 90 days, and I want you to see what happens. Start with something small. Manifest your relationship improving and imagine it. You're falling asleep, and imagine it while you're waking up, but really feel it. That's the key. You got to get out of the thought into the feeling. So let's do this together. I love you guys. I appreciate you. As you always say, warriors, let's get your shit together. Let's go.